This is HPR episode 2298 entitled, Phantom Power Drain. It is hosted by Brian, and is about 5 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, diagnosing a phantom power drain on an automobile.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Hacker Public Radio, and I'm your host, Brian. Today, I'm going to rehash a few of the conversations that I've inserted myself into on Oddcast Planet on Freenode. I am a mechanic by pay, so that's what my brain's been focusing on. And I would really like to do my second Clay episode, but unfortunately, my mind's not clear in that manner at the moment. So, we discussed finding a phantom battery drain on one's vehicle, which is a fairly simple thing to diagnose that you have. Finding where it is not always the easiest thing. But there are a few little steps you can take to get yourself there. One would be you begin, disconnect one of your battery cables. It doesn't matter which one, but I always recommend doing the negative. It's safer that way. On a 12-volt system, whether you're running your solar or your windmills or whatever, your vehicle, it's always a good idea to connect your positive first so that any surges happen through the ground. And there's other safety concerns there, but I'm not really concerned with those. I would just want to protect these machines that I'm trying to repair. So you disconnect your negative battery cable, you hook up your multimeter, and you read the amps. It's a good idea to have a multimeter that can handle, say, 10 amps, but you're looking for about 20 milliamps. 20 milliamps is on the higher side of normal power draw from the memory and all the chips in the vehicle and the radio stations and the clock and whatever else you may have hooked up. Usually, if you think you have a phantom power drain, it's something that you did, or there's a broken wire somewhere. I found a lot of broken wires that you just didn't think about it. It went around the corner somewhere, wore through the shielding. You had a short. It's not enough to throw a code for the computer, but it's enough to drain. I actually fixed a phantom power drain on a Suburban, and when I first measured it, I had 15 milliamps, and I said, this is fine. Then I found one of the cooling fans had their power, the positive end, completely worn away and in contact with a bunch of metal frame pieces. Changed that, and the power drain went from 15 milliamps to 14 milliamps, but that was enough to solve his problem. So it's really nice to have a baseline to start with. A good gauge is 15 milliamps is normal. Some cars draw a little more depending on what they're doing. Now, if you do suspect, even afterwards, that you have a phantom power drain, the next step would be, if that doesn't solve it for you, you do the same milliamp draw, but you pull fuses from your fuse box one at a time from accessories, usually. Start with things. You have an aftermarket radio, start with the radio fuses. Start with those fuses that are on the separate lines that may be there. And as you pull the fuse, if you can see your draw drop, then you know that that's a significant draw. Well, there's a Hacker Public Radio episode that was kind of not really much of an episode. Hopefully someone got something out of it. I was babbling about a transmission issue on Oddcast Planet, so I said, I'm going to shut up, and I'm just going to record an HPR, because Ken Fallon said, eeks, today. 4 days to the free slot. Wow. Maybe we'll be listening to this next week. All right. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.